Ashley, who talked me into singing the rockabilly music, and I'll forever be very grateful to him. And I told the people at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, because DJ Fontana was there and Scotty Moore was there and me, and I said, I don't know, but I just feel the presence of Elvis very much. And that's the way I feel. But I began working with him in 55 and did a lot of tours with him. We dated what we could on the road, you know. He took me to his home and showed me how to play for rock and roll music. And it impressed me that he cared that much about me doing well, and he was a wonderful person. So finally, a journey's all right. I worked with him not long ago in London. Yeah, Phil the Killer. I don't know about that anymore. I think he slowed down a whole lot. But anyway, I had an opportunity to do a tribute album to Elvis. And I was just fortunate enough to have Danny B. Harvey produce it for me, directed everything for me. And he and I picked out all of the songs, which went back to the days when I worked with him. The songs I got to see Elvis perform night after night from the wings of the stage. It was a very exciting time. So anyway, we picked out a bunch of songs. Also on the album, the last track, I tell some stories about having first time I met him and when he asked me to be his girl and gave me his ring and things like that. So we'll tell some stories of it. Okay, Danny, let's give him a little sampling of some of those.
Tonight I'm